AI is creating careers we might not even see coming. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. All week, we've been reporting on the ways new generative artificial intelligence tools like chatbots are changing how we work in our series AI on the Job. Today, the new careers this technology is helping to create. Fields like
consultative sales AI.
Sridhar Mari had been working in tech and customer experience for years when he got an idea for a new business last summer. His daughter was getting ready for a party after her college graduation and had been searching for just the right outfit and accessories online.
She wanted something very effortless, cool, and any cosmetics would be not tested on animals. They have to be eco-friendly.
She scrolled and scrolled and filtered and sorted, but still couldn't find quite what she was looking for. So Mari decided to create the solution, an AI chatbot that could recommend products based on conversations with users. The new company is called Flyfish.
You know, they bring in this humanized experience and, you know, multi-turn conversational capabilities. But what is Flyfish bringing to the table is the hyper-personalized product recommendations, product advice at the time of actually buying.
And to make that business a reality, he needs workers, from engineers to experts in user design, sales, and marketing. A report published this summer from Upwork, a platform for freelancers, shows that hundreds of companies are looking to hire more people to integrate this tech into their businesses.
64% of C-suite executives said that they do plan to hire more professionals in order to keep up with the demand that generative AI is causing in the workplace.
That's Kelly Monahan, managing director of Upwork's Research Institute and author of the report. She surveyed 1,400 U.S. business leaders and says the most bullish industries are
business and professional services, software and technology, media and telecommunications, and then finally financial services.
And not all these new jobs are for STEM experts. Monahan sees this technology as something that co-works with humans, who will still be relied on for soft skills, things like interpersonal communication or out-of-the-box problem solving.
So develop the human skills, but also learn and recognize what generative AI is and what it's not, and learn how to incorporate it into your workflows.
Sridhar Mari says as he scales up his startup, he'll be looking for applicants with a range of skills.
You know, the arts and humanities people would come in, probably define the ethics, probably define the philosophy of what we're doing and why we're doing, how we should be doing. All those aspects are very, very critical.
And he'll need the help. Mari says a number of large brands, some of them household names, are piloting his consultative sales chatbot. That's it for our series, AI on the Job. This isn't the first, and it certainly won't be the last time we cover the massive unfolding shock of artificial intelligence in the workplace. There are so many unanswerable questions about how this will play out, which is why we wanted to ground our coverage in what's happening right now and what's happened in the past when disruptive technology comes to work. But there are some big caveats. New innovations, even fast-moving ones like AI, take time to filter through the business world. We're still in an economy adjusting from the last big shock of pandemic labor shortages, and unemployment remains near historic lows. Just how disruptive this transition turns out to be could hinge on how quickly it occurs. Will it follow the patterns we've seen before, ones our experts alluded to, with tractors or calculators or word processing software? Or are we staring down a force that's fundamentally different? It's a giant question we'll just have to keep asking as we continue to track AI on the Job. Jesus Alvarado reported and produced this episode. Rosie Hughes and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the interim senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.